Hello and welcome to On the Road with the Jaguars. I'm Brian Sexton along with Jeff Lagerman, and the Jaguars have just this Friday evening about 7 o'clock West Coast time landed in San Jose. Long way to come to get a victory, huh, Logs?
Yeah, I had two drinks per hour. Unfortunately, it wasn't the kind of drinks that I wanted. But, you know, I stay hydrated pretty good. But it's a long flight. It's a six-hour flight. And, I mean, I'm not as young as I once was. But, I mean, you could just tell when you're kind of cooped up in an airplane for 6 hours as a professional athlete, when you go to get up, I mean, holy cow, you're just stiff and you're coming down the stairs. And, you know, so it's probably not a bad idea to come out here one day early tomorrow. They'll probably have a little bit more active of a practice that they would normally have as opposed to being at home. What they want to do is get some of that lactic acid out of the muscles so that they feel back to being normal again.
How much do you think that the bye week might slow them down against the Raiders just to get started? Raiders played last week. They're coming back. Jaguars didn't. It might take them a little while, or do you not buy that?
Well, it could. It would help if you were on a roll going into the bye week. You know, but because you haven't been on a roll, I think it makes it a little bit tougher because, you know, the new collective bargaining agreement states that you're only allowed to have a certain number of practices, and now a lot of those practices are not in pads anymore. And it requires the team to give the players 4 consecutive days off. So that's a lot of time off. And when you haven't found a groove, to be able to try to find a groove, it makes it that much more difficult.
We talked this week about the challenge of stopping Darren McFadden. And when we talked earlier this week, we thought that Darrell Smith might be a factor in the Jaguars' run defense, which right now is giving up more than 160 yards a game. Find out today, Darrell Smith will not play. So how do they best compensate for that?
Well, I've been saying this for the last couple of weeks. The front 7 guys that are playing have to play better. And to me, it starts up front. I think, you know, certain guys got to step up there, play. Mincy's got to play a little bit better. Terrence Knighton's got to play better. Tyson Alualu's got to find a way to play better. If they can play better up front as far as the big guys, then I think it makes it easier for the guys that are behind them, the linebackers, then also the safety position. Because even though it's not made that big of a story, I mean, not having Dwight Lowry in the lineup does not help. Dwight's been a very good tackler and run support, even though DeJuan is kind of known as that box-type player. But with a cover-2 defense, both safeties have to be able to play to stop the run, and Darren McFadden is a very fast and he's an elusive back. And not having Dwight Lowry is not going to help.
Final thought, this team has played well on the road and not very well at home. Do you suppose then this is the perfect opportunity for them to get away from a couple of bad losses at home, come on the road, circle the wagons, if you will, to use an old sports analogy there, and see if you can't get it done?
Well, I hope so. You know, sometimes when you go on the road, you're spending more time with your teammates and bonding a little bit more, and you hope that they can find a little bit of that here on this road trip. You know, because right now they don't have a groove. They got to find a groove somehow, because if all of a sudden you come back home and you're looking at going to Green Bay and you're at 1-5, ooh, it makes it tough.
Well, it's been a while since they won. It's been a month. That alone is something to be concerned about. You don't want to go back and make it 5-6 weeks.
Yeah, and to me, I really believe that the offense needs to pick it up a notch and really kind of carry the weight of the defense a little bit in this particular game. The Oakland Raiders are solid defense, but, you know, I don't think that they are particularly strong week in and week out. They did very well against the Atlanta Falcons, but consistency has been a problem for the Oakland Raiders. And if the offense can find a way to put some drives together, because they essentially have all the pieces that they had when they played very well at Minnesota and when they won the game at Indianapolis, that would be big for this football team.
All right. That's On the Road with the Jaguars. Much more to come tomorrow, Saturday. Remember, the Jaguars getting an extra day in California to get ready for the Raiders. For Jeff Lagerman, I'm Brian Sexton.